responses to cytokine stressors, to infectious problems. It is easy to do. Just do the test. You will see elevated levels of MMP9, matrix metalloproteinase 9. This is a wonderful indicator of delivery of cytokines out of blood vessels into nerve, muscle, lung, into in a joint and respiratory system. High MMP9 creates an illness. We had a talk with some of the Takeda representatives earlier today. Their drug Actos knocks down MMP9, and they're not allowed to talk about it. But I'll just tell you that when you start seeing these pro-inflammatory situations, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, you will find the key portal of entry to treatment. Similarly, we'll look at dysregulation of antidiuretic hormone and osmolality, and we'll then look at dysregulation of ACTH and cortisol. I just as a caveat, I don't want to step on anybody's toes when I scream about inappropriate use of hydrocortisone and cortisol and anti-inflammatory approaches that way. Please measure simultaneous MSH, ACTH, and cortisol before you step in and say, well, maybe I'll just give you a short course of prednisone. When you suppress acquired immune responses, as you will with that prednisone, you also throw gasoline on the fire by now removing protective aspects that were controlling innate immune responses. Alrighty, are these patients rare in Florida? No. I got started in 1998 in Martin County when they had cryptoperidoniopsis bloom in the St. Martin River, or St. Lucie River, excuse me, and whenever the C-73 lock would come from Lake Okeechobee and vent fresh water into the St. Lucie, what happened is that there was a huge pulse of a variety of herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides dumped into the river. Nitrogen and phosphates were not the problem. You get these algal blooms and fish with lesions started showing up, and it was a real problem. I was involved in work in Lake County with some of the toxic cyanobacteria problems, and I got to see Florida politics in action as far as health goes, up front and personal, in 2001 through 2003 with the Department of Environmental Protection Site Investigation Section. And quite frankly, it was not pretty. It was good to learn that the appearance of good science has its roots in some Florida politics. I see it now on a national stage. And again, whenever I see a consensus that says everything is fine, bells go off in me and say, it probably isn't. I get to see a large number of Florida patients, primarily in litigation, in mold and ciguatera cases. So I may have seen some of yours, and you might not know it. But I will tell you that you see these patients every day. There's absolutely no question in my mind that the take-home message for you today is that if you establish a database and you use the case definition, you will just be stunned. You will see patient after patient after patient. And quite frankly, the title of this talk, Innate Immune Response for Dummies, is not meant to be insulting. The key lecture talking about the potential for innate immunity in study of immunology was made by Charles Janeway from Yale in 1989 at the Cold Spring Harbor Symposium. That's not even 20 years ago. So we've gone from a research interest to bedside interest, and I'm telling you that within 2-3 years, at least in Florida, it will be a malpractice action for failure to diagnose. It is becoming that common. If you look for innate immunity and you find it, and you will, your job then is to sort out if they're being exposed to a biologically produced toxin, where's it coming from? Because you must remove these patients from exposure. You must remove carriage of toxin. That's your first step. Cholestyramine and Welchol will hopefully become as common in your practice as it is in many in Maryland, because these agents are not absorbed. They have large anion binding side chains, and these biologically produced toxins primarily are anion, large molecular dipoles with a net negative charge. You will find there's a variety of organisms that grow commensally. And if you don't talk about biofilm often in your practice now, start reading a microbiology journal that you might see somewhere else, or start getting